Earthlink Studios is an independent media production collective devoted to informing with facts and trends about those things that determine our collective futures. The Darling River and Menindee Lakes are in crisis. We are working hard to bring out and share the personal lived stories and facts surrounding the problem to the people of Australia and around the world. We aim to do this in plain language that everyone can understand.
Okay, we're talking with Barry Stone, who lives at the Sunset Strip on Lake Menindee, just outside of Menindee. How you going out there, Barry? Yeah. What's that banging around in there?
Oh, it's many out of the men's shed.
Oh, you're at the men's shed?
Yeah, they're working in the men's shed today.
Okay. Listen, how's it? What's the situation with the fish kill in the weir pool there?
Oh, it's become a joke. I was listening to the radio coming in this morning. We thought there was about 300 dead fish in the river, but apparently there's about 10,000 dead fish spanning over 40 kilometres.
Yeah, and I would suggest that is just the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah. This will be the third time this has actually taken place, all due to man-made issues, over-extraction of water upstream. The Darling River is no longer flowing, and as soon as it gets this low, all the toxins and that are coming off the groundwater from and the surface water from up the top where they're using all the cotton industry and the rice. All that's coming down here, and it's sitting here in this pool, and it's just destroying everything. Yeah, it's a disaster. This is a huge man-made disaster. This is not drought-related. This is man-made.
Now, listen, Barry, I'm just curious, how are the townspeople taking this in Menindee? What's the feeling there?
Oh, they're disgusted. They're absolutely disgusted. The fish can't swim in the water, can't even live in the water. We're supposed to drink this water. We're supposed to shower in this water. We're supposed to put this on, we can't even put it on our gardens now because we're on water restrictions as well. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. This current government, the National Party, the way they're treating this water recovery, this water recovery scheme, this is a joke.
Barry, I know that there was some action taken there when the fish kill first started. You had some large Murray cod gasping for oxygen at the main weir there. Is that weir 32, is it?
Weir 32 is the end of our weir pool, which is a couple of kilometres below Menindee. Yeah, weir 32, and there was a group of people down there the other day trying to get cod, picking them up out of the water and putting them over the bank, over the weir, so they could get down into a little bit more fresher water. But their life expectancy is very slim because the minute that weir pulls, that water stops flowing there, they're going to die anyway. Because below weir 32, there's only little ponds, and that's it. But they're trying. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to save these fish, you know.
What about the golden perch? I mean, golden perch are basically the backbone of inland fishing in Australia, and they all, the lakes at Menindee there are said to be their growing out or their nursery area for the whole Murray-Darling Basin.
Well, the nursery area is empty. There's no water. There's nothing there. The only water we've got here now is what's in the river here. It's a horrible colour. It's a luminous green with floating algae all over it. And, you know, they're saying to us that we can't swim in it, we can't drink it, we can't do this, but that's the water they're pumping through to us. And this is all the chemicals that they're sending down from up the top or have sent down in the past. It's just sitting here lingering now. It's saying blue-green algae. You know, back in the 70s, never even heard of blue-green algae. The 80s, never heard of it. And now we've got it and they're saying, oh, it's a natural occurring thing. It isn't bloody natural. We never knew it, never seen it before. There's nothing natural about what's going on here. This is a government man-made disaster.
Have you considered, have the people of Menindee considered going to the, like, Human Rights Commission or making it a delegation like that?
No one knows what to do. No one knows what to do. No one knows how to fight these people, because no matter what we say, they just overlook it anyway. They're not listening, and nobody cares. Nobody cares of what is going on out here, and it's becoming an... I'm embarrassed to be an Australian right now. I'm ashamed to be an Australian citizen, born and raised, Aboriginal background, the whole lot. But right now, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed. We've got to get rid of this National Party. We've got to get rid of the Liberals, the Labor. We've got to get rid of them all as bad again. This is becoming a joke. This government is the most corrupt government I've ever come across in my life. This is the longest river in Australia. It should be World Heritage listed. And yet it's destroyed from Burke down, or actually it's gone up now. It's up to Bree Warrina now, I think. From Bree Warrina back now, it's destroyed. And it's slowly creeping up. It's creeping up. Pretty soon we're going to have a huge devastation, huge devastation. We've got to put a stop to this bloody cotton growing in Australia.
Barry, our test results revealed that we've got incredible amounts of phosphorus, potassium, sulfur, and calcium turning up in the water. Also, all these rare salts coming in. These would be directly attributed to agricultural runoff and enrichment.
Of course.
Okay, so these things are enriching the water that is in the riverbed.
Mm.
I'd say that there's going to be shown eventually, when we do have a federal royal commission into this issue, that that these salts and enrichment fertilizer runoff from farms will be directly related to the cotton industry.
Yep.
And I'd say that to allow phosphorus, potassium, sulfur, and calcium to be running off of farms at this rate, it must be illegal.
Oh, it's got to be illegal. It can't be. You know, it can't be environmental benefits in that. No benefits there at all. These people are just running amok. Running amok. How can we trust the farmers upstream? Can't trust them. We can't trust anybody anymore. It's not just taking out the fish here. Kangaroos can't drink it. The emus can't drink it. The water rats. Someone even found dead water rats. There's the blackbirds, the shags, they're dying too. I went down to the river yesterday and had another look down there, and just in one little pool alone, there was beautiful big cod, nowhere near like we used to get, but then this is the third time this has actually happened. Silver perch endangered. There was about half a dozen silver perch, a couple of yellow belly, silver bream. It was a turtle. So if they can't live in that water, what has the ruse got? No one's going to put up a sign for the kangaroo and says, you can't drink this water. What are they going to put it in? Kangaroo language?
Now we've been monitoring this, Barry, since the so-called environmental flow, the Reconnect Rivers action that was taken in June, July this year. That water, which was released from the Northern Rivers and Southern Queensland, that water is in Lake Wetherill now, and it is fundamentally the cause of this problem, is it not?
Oh, yeah. Well, all that did was brought down all those chemicals. So, yeah, the minute they release that water from Lake Wetherill, when we get a new flush of water through, all that water's going to come down, and I can tell you, it's going to create a black water in the Murray, and it's going to kill fish all the way down to the Coorong. So all the fish will be dead then, everything. But I'm just disgusted. I just can't talk, you know. I don't know what to say anymore. There's nobody listening to us.
Listen, Barry, you've got to know, mate, that you're not alone out there. And we're all focusing on this. You know, there's a whole team of people, the Tolarno, the supporters of Tolarno. There's over 200,000 followers on Tolarno.
Yeah, that's all right. But the government is still not listening to them, 200,000 either. Yeah, the government. It's a government that's not doing anything. The government is all they're talking about right now is more water for agriculture. More water for agriculture. Yes, all right, we need the agriculture, but we need the environment. Because without the environment, you're not going to have agriculture. So get the environment fixed up first. That's the number one thing. Forget no more water licenses, no more allocations, nothing. Then what you've got is what you've got until we get this thing fixed. And if you lose the party water license, so be it. But we must fix this environment. It has to be fixed. We're leaving our kids nothing. We've got kids here on this river system that haven't been to the river to fish because they can't go near it. They can't even go there and swim. They used to learn to swim in that river. They're not allowed to swim in it. They can't even throw their dog down there. That's a joke. That's a joke. And, yeah, have trust. Have trust in who? There's no one to trust anymore. Yeah, there's the groups that are fighting, but this government still is not listening. Still not listening. But Barnaby Joyce, what a joke that man is.
There is an election. There are two elections coming up, one New South Wales election and also a federal election early next year. Look, you have to have faith in the ordinary Australian person to understand the seriousness and the long-term repercussions of this kind of behaviour in Australia. Surely, Barry, you have to look on the positive side. And you know, we are extending our hearts to you guys out at Menindee, and we are with you all the way, brother.
Yeah, I know that, but our government isn't. And no matter what we do or no matter what we say, we're not convincing the government that we actually count out here. There is another part to New South Wales. There's another part to Australia. It's called the Murray-Darling Basin. It's the whole area. It needs to be fixed from the top down because we can't fix it from the bottom because we're not getting any water down the bottom. Our water's coming from the top. It's coming from Queensland. We need another Cyclone Yasi or Cyclone Owen to turn around and come back and strike again. You know, here we are wishing that Queensland cops are belting just so we can survive down here. And that's wrong in itself. We shouldn't be wishing for a disaster to take place in Queensland just in order for us to survive. We need Queensland and New South Wales to work together and fix this thing.
You know, the government, in the end, those people, they are actually an extreme minority of the Australian population, are they not?
Yeah, I know, but they got power. We're just existing. Okay.
I'll get off. Much love to everybody down there, man. Yeah, well, you take care of yourself.
Okay, you too. Bye. Cheers, bro.
Earthling Studios is an independent media production collective devoted to informing with facts and trends about those things that determine our collective futures. To find out more about issues and matters related to the Darling River, go to the Vanishing River website, www.thevanishingriver.com.au.